Right, good evening everyone, and welcome to our January 2023 praise and worship service. There's just one notice that I want to remind everyone of before we start, and that is next Sunday is the start of the monthly all-age service at 3:30, so there will be no service at 6:30 next Sunday. The main theme tonight is God's grace. And unbeknown to what the topic was going to be this morning as well, when we talked a lot about grace, it seems to follow through for all day today. This came to my mind last Sunday when we were watching Songs of Praise on television. And it was brought to our attention that it was from a place in Olney in Buckinghamshire where John Newton lived between 1764 and 1779. In December 1772, which was 250 years ago, John Newton penned the words to Amazing Grace and used it during his New Day's sermon in January 1773. So this hymn has lasted over 250 years. I wonder how many of today's hymns will last that long. One thing is for sure, if the Lord hasn't returned by then, none of us will be around to find out. But let us start this evening by standing to sing John Newton's Amazing Grace. Take your seats, please. during this evening, feel free to stand and sing or sit if you'd rather. So this grace is all from God and nothing to do with anything we have done or deserve. And our next two songs remind us of this as we sing Only by Grace and What Gift of Grace, which is also known as Yet Not I, But Through Christ in Me.
Oh, Please take your seats and we'll come to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the theme of grace, your grace to us. We've been reminded this evening of that amazing grace. And truly, Lord, it is amazing that a God so mighty, so powerful, would send his Son to die for people like us. Father, you are so great. And we thank you for sending Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, that you came and gave your life. We thank you for that amazing grace. We thank you that this grace is not deserved, nothing of ourselves, but it's a gift, a free gift from Almighty God to all those who will receive it. And as we come with this theme on our lips this evening, we pray that we might be grateful, thankful for all that you do for us. Father, sometimes we perhaps don't enjoy situations that we have to go through. Sometimes we know that we're perhaps feeling unwell, feeling in desperate situations, feeling anxious and concerned. Yet we've just been singing, "Yet not I, but through Christ in me." And we thank you that in knowing him, we can know that grace, that love, that mercy, and that peace that passes all understanding. So whatever our circumstances this evening, Lord, we just pray that we might really be worshipping in spirit and in truth this evening as we sing praises to our God. As we continue to sing, as we continue to praise, we continue to worship, help us to have hearts that are in tune with you, that as we sing these words, we might not just sing with our voices, but our hearts might be singing to you too, as we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Our next two items talk about God's love as well as his grace. And one of the hymns we're going to sing is Alan's choice. And I'm hoping Alan is here and he's going to come and just say why he's chosen it.
Thank you, David. This hymn is Loved with Everlasting Love, Led by Grace, That Love to Know. So it links in with this evening's theme of love and of grace. And there are two reasons why I've chosen this hymn. The first is there was one of our wedding hymns. We had three hymns at our wedding. The first one, Great is Thy Faithfulness, is one we sing very regularly at this church. Indeed, we sang it this morning. The third one, O God of Love, to Thee We Bear, was a specific wedding hymn we're unlikely ever to sing again. But this one, Love, Everlasting Love, is one that we have sung in the church in the days of the Baptist hymn book. And I hope this will some people to remember that far back. The reason we chose as our wedding was because we wanted our marriage to be based on a mutual love of God. Yes, we love one another, but also we loved God. We've been privileged now to serve God together for very nearly 52 years. And as those of you who come here regularly know, I'm very much a preacher and teacher. And my wife, on the other hand, is very much a pastoral carer, someone who really gets on with people on an individual basis. And as such, we feel that our ministries have complemented one another throughout our lives for the Lord, 51 years of which have been in this church. The second reason is that when I became a Christian, one of the things that I noticed was very true of verse 2. Heaven above is softer blue, earth beneath is sweeter green. Something lives in every hue Christless eyes have never seen. And for the first time, I really began to appreciate the beauty of nature, because I saw it now as God's creation. And this hymn speaks of the beauty of the creation of God. So I hope enough of you know it to be able to sing it. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Alan. Before we sing that one, we're going to sing What Kind of Love Is This? One of the verses talks about, by grace I have been saved. We're going to sing What Kind of Love Is This? And then we're going to go straight into Loved with Everlasting Love. Stand or sit, whichever you feel most comfortable.
Thank you.
been said that the difference between grace and mercy is God not giving us what we do deserve, and grace is God giving us what we don't deserve. In other words, grace is God choosing to bless us rather than to punish us as we deserve. The Bible verse is going to come up in a minute on the, there it is on the screen. I'd like us just to read through this one verse together. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. So this grace is indeed a gift of God. Now, next two songs reflect that Bible verse. Wonderful grace that gives what I don't deserve. Somebody in the music group said that they don't know this one. They hadn't. Don't think it's been sung here, but it was actually in the music library. So I think it has been sung here before. Wonderful grace that gives what I don't deserve. And then the second one is the old hymn, I know not why God's wondrous grace to me has been made known. So stand or sing, or sit, as we sing together these two hymns. Thank you. Please be seated. Some of you may have been at the early morning prayer meetings this last week. And last Thursday, Nathan mentioned a Bible verse from 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, which I hope will come up on the screen in just a minute. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. And it's talking about Paul and the thorn in the flesh. Probably a very well-known verse, a very well-known passage of Scripture. And Paul, we read, asked three times for this thorn, whatever it was, to be taken away. Paul pleaded with God to take this thorn away. But instead, God said no. He said this: "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." That verse, such a well-known verse, "My grace is sufficient for you." And that's a verse that each one of us can take into this coming week. That whatever our situations, whatever problems we go through, God's grace is sufficient. And I'm sure each one of us can probably say, it's more than sufficient. It's such a wonderful thing, is God's grace. Perhaps we like to play our weaknesses down and focus on our strengths, but sometimes our strength is perhaps not as strong as we would like, when we feel at a low ebb. But you know, God doesn't just give us grace once and then forget all about us. He gives again, and he gives again, and he gives again. We're reminded of this in our next song. He lavishes grace as our burdens grow greater. It's also known as "Lean on the Everlasting Arms." So we're going to stand and sing this one if we can. "Lean on the Everlasting Arms."
Thank you.
evening. It's more than I can be said for mine. Right. Because of his grace, our sins can be forgiven. And Linda has chosen a hymn which tells not only of God's love and grace, but his sacrifice. So, Linda, would you like to say a few words while you've chosen this one?
Thought I couldn't find my bit of paper then underneath all my music over there. So I really liked this song. I heard it when I know it's an old hymn, but I hadn't actually ever heard this played in a church before. And I've grown up in an Anglican church that had rather traditional music, but this one never came in my memory anyway. But I became introduced to it after hearing a modern version. It's not really changed it at all, actually. It's just put in maybe a slightly different piano accompaniment. And it was Lou and Nathan Fellingham's album, Lean on the Everlasting Arms, which is just what we've been singing in one of those other songs. And then I sort of looked into who had written the song, when it was written, and I just got a little bit of facts to tell you about the song. It was written by a man called Robert Lowry, who was a Baptist minister and professor who became known for his hymn writing. He wrote Nothing But the Blood of Jesus, which is the song I've chosen, in 1876 and was one of his most popular gospel tunes. He wrote the hymn as a reminder of what truly saves us from sin, the blood that Christ shed for us on the cross. He repeats the title phrase, Nothing But the Blood of Jesus, 12 times to emphasize how nothing but the blood of Jesus can make me whole again and makes me white as snow. And it says he based the song on Hebrews 9, verse 22, which reads, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So there we are.
So we're going to sit and sing this one. You've been standing a lot, so if you'd like to sit and sing this old hymn with a thankful, grateful heart for all that Jesus has done for us. We're now going to finish with two modern songs. One of these is chosen by Sally and one by Terry, which express that even 1,000 tongues and 1,000 hallelujahs are not enough to express our gratitude to God for all of his grace to us. Sally, I think, is going to say a few words before we sing Over 1,000 Tongues.
Good evening. I thought some of you may know Over 1,000 Tongues because it's Charles Wesley hymn. But when I was at school, I thought it was a bit of a dirge, dare I say it. So I was so blessed that my favourite musical duo, Lou and Nathan Fellingham, put it to a new tune. And it's lovely, really lovely. And if you've got computer or mobile phones, Facebook and YouTube on a Worship Wednesday morning, every Wednesday, 8:30 to 9 o'clock in the morning. If you can't do it at 8:30 to 9, most of us can't because of work or other commitments. It's on Facebook and YouTube, and you can pick it up any time. But really and truly, they are a blessed group. Thank you.
Like to take your seats. We've come to the end now, and we're going to have a new version of the blessing. For the past few praise and worship evenings, I think we've learnt a different blessing every time, and this one is no different, except you most probably won't know it. It's one Dave and I used to sing when we were on touring with the choir in Canada, and it's just called the blessing. And Linda, the instruments are going to. Linda's going to play it through, and then the worship group will sing it, and then we would like you all to join in it for the final time round. It's fairly simple and should be easy to pick up. They've learnt it this afternoon, so.
Just hoping I can remember it. Thank you.
destroy.